And this one right here is Imali by the beautiful Zipporah. Absolutely loving this vibe. I love what I just heard right now. And the nice thing about it is that I'll be hearing something even more nicer at the end of this interview. So speaking of Zipporah, of course, she is in the building. And today, Hadza my Aliwani. She's also alongside her producer, DJ Danzo. Ness, yes. All right. And of course, we get to know her musical journey and the art behind this whole, beautiful vibe that we just heard. I don't know why when I saw the name Zipporah, I thought Afropop, something traditional, you know, something of along those lines. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Thank you very much. And welcome to Pelly FM.
Thank you.
And good afternoon, DJ. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. I'm good. And thanks for inviting us.
Oh, yes, you are most welcome. So, Zipporah, tell me all about this name. It's not your real name, is it? It's a stage name?
It's actually my real name.
Really?
Yeah.
It sounds so artsy.
Nah, it's actually... I used to have an AKA.
Yes.
From the name. It used to be Queen Z.
Okay.
So I decided to use my original name.
Yeah.
So yeah, Zipporah is my real name. That is the realest, not a nickname.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
No, because it gave nickname vibes because I think I may have heard someone with a similar name. So yeah. It is an actual name.
It is, yeah.
Okay, beautiful stuff. And tell me, when music started for you, when did it all happen?
Well, I've always been a musician. I've always been a singer ever since I was born, I think, because I've been singing since I was a little baby. But recording, I started recording initially in 2010 and started releasing my own music in 2018. So I started working with Kotu for my first studio song that we did together. But it didn't really go far because we just released it on, you know, these platforms, Samohai, links, free links and everything.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I started wanting to do more in terms of like my own sound because I started with the trap soul, trap music, hip-hop. And I wanted to do something different, you know, that would, you know, grab the crowd and my people would love it. And my voice also that could work also the same with it. So I found I'm a Piano, which was still new also the sound when I was, you know, getting into after hip hop. And yeah, from there I fell in love. I started releasing, worked with a couple of producers that are also in the game. Sorry about that. In the game. And yeah, ever since I've just been doing it.
That's really amazing. And I want to get into the sound transitions and you changing your mind from trap soul initially. Mm-hmm. What exactly made you want to change or explore something different? I mean, were you tired or did you feel like, let me hop on what's popping right now? What exactly inspired the change from trap soul to now this?
Well, I believe in versatility.
Yes.
Well, for me, versatility is key. That's the motto. So I just wanted to try something different, something new from what I was doing. Plus, anyway, I'm a piano was still fresh at that time when I started. And I just wanted to jump in on it and say, you know, I'm also part of the new generation that's doing something that's already here. So I just stepped in on it. But not only am I doing I'm a piano, I also do Afro. Like I said, versatility. I'm versatile. I'm a vocalist. So even if it's hip hop, I can still go back to it. So yeah. I do features also on it as well. So it doesn't really matter on the sound, really. Yeah.
No, that's quite amazing. And I see, of course, you are here with your producer. He's the one that worked on Imali.
Yes, he produced Imali. We also have one guy that we worked with, which is Mr. Point.
Yeah.
He's an international, he's Nigerian. So okay. He just put a line also on Imali, which made it nice. Also, if you can listen, there's also you know, a different sound also to it. So we just wanted to put something, not only sound, you know, my piano soulful, but then add some Afro soul to it also with a different language or, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely beautiful. Now I wish I could play the song again so I can hear that part with the Nigerian artist.
Yeah.
I like it when, you know, nations come together to speak one language that is music. Absolutely amazing. So DJ, tell me, the song Imali collaboration e itlile byang ke mang a latileng mang mo are bona ke tshwere beat or wena khopelong ka pele beat. How did this come together in the first place gore Imali ebe etswe?
When I produced the song, I visited Zipora just to get her to listen to the song, because it is not the first time we made a song together. I think this is the third song. So, and she liked it, and then we managed to get time to record it, and then after recording, I met this guy already, Mr. Point, where he was listening to this song, and he said, "Wow, this is very nice." So when we were in the studio, he put some voices and said, "No, you know what? I think if we can put your voice on this song, it will be an amazing song." So I even contacted Zipora and tell her about the guy. And then I said, no, let me record this guy and I will send the beat to you so that you can listen and give go ahead. And after I sent it to her, she said, yeah, this is nice. I can collaborate with him. That is how the song came up.
All right. Now, since you are both here, I'm hoping to learn something from the both of you. How do these squabbles come about between producer and vocalist over split sheets, royalties, mang mang on rupile? Exactly what is supposed to happen so that both producer and vocalist, even other features if needs be, bakrie, you know, their equal share of royalties? Exactly where does the miscommunication happen and what is the right way to do it? Does it depend on a certain agreement? Does it depend on whose song it is and who's featured? Therefore, the featured one will get less. Please educate me on this, the both of you.
Okay, so basically with DJ Denzo, because we work with different producers and artists, I'm sure also he works with different artists, so we can't come up with the same agreements most of the time.
Yes.
So with our own, we decided, ever since we started working, like he said, it's not our first song that we worked on. So before we worked on anything, because he's got more albums, I've been releasing singles from when I've been releasing, so we had to like make an agreement before we even started recording.
Yes.
That this is how we are going to do. We are both signed artists,
okay,
independent, and you know, we do music, so we needed to sit down and then come up with a plan of saying, okay, we're gonna release a song and then this is an agreement that we are coming with, and if the song makes it good, this and this is how much you're gonna be making, and then we make a split from it, we sign, and then yeah, for as long as the songs are registered, we are compliant, so everything is good.
All right, but if I hope I'm not asking too much details, but as far as percentages go, is it like a 50-50 or a 60-40? How does it work?
In most cases we do 50-50.
Okay.
Yeah, because most of the time I do my promotions with the song that we do, and then he does the production. So yeah, in the production side, he's good with it.
Yeah.
And then on the other part, which is my vocals and the marketing and everything. So it works both ways. It's 50-50. But like I said, it depends on also the producer or the different work that we work on. You know, people are not the same. So it depends on also the agreement that we agree on at that stage before we do anything.
Mm. Yeah. All right. No, that's absolutely understandable. Thank you so much for educating me on that one.
Okay.
And going back to your journey in music, I mean, I would say that it took you, you know, quite some time to, you know, fully become the recording professional artist that you are now. Once you officially got in the game and you got to nakedly see the industry for what it is, what would you say are some of the toughest lessons you've learned in that time and up until today?
Yo, It's been a hassle, yo. I think the biggest one, it's being independent, number one. And being a female in the industry, having to even work alone, you know. So having to just juggle around this whole industry, it's a hassle on its own. I mean, you're having to go to gigs, you go at night, you know, you have to be safe, you know. It's a lot. But then with knowing what you're doing and doing it accordingly, I don't think it might be much of a problem going forward because of we learn also. Yeah. So for me, I've grasped a lot, you know, in terms of the management. Also, it's hard not having like a management team. I do most of the things on my own, like a lot of things I do it alone. So I feel like in the industry, once you have a team, a proper team that you work with, it's much more easier than doing things just on your own like that. So I feel like that if you get people that are doing maybe the same or similar things that, you know, can come together and go forward, I feel like you can go much more further than, you know, doing things on your own like that, because it takes more time and energy and every other thing than, yeah, having to have a good team and a good support system behind. Yeah,
that's really cool. Thank you so much for that. Now let's talk Umoya. I believe DJ Danzo is also on that one.
Not really. It's me and Complexity.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. So we released the song in 2023, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, 2023 we released the Umoya track. Yeah, with Complexity.
Ghana Complexity is not only just the vocalist, but he's also a producer, no?
He's also a producer too, yes.
All right. So how did this one come about? Why Umoya? Khwirahalang mo Umoya? What is the whole concept and the energy behind the song?
Well, speaking of Complexity, so he's the one who wrote it.
Oh.
Actually, yeah. So he wrote the song and he called me. I was like, yo, buddy, I have this song and I know you're gonna kill it, you know. And then like I heard the song and I was like, let's be on it. We started recording it. It became immediately, I mean, we just made a very good song. We made a hit. Then we decided to release it and it became an amazing song.
That's really beautiful.
Yeah, Umoya basically talks about you, the spirit, you know, whatever that you're feeling. I'm a pupo, your wings, you know, having to fly your wings and go further. You know, yeah, so it's a very nice song. I'm very bad with Nguni, my Nguni language, you know. I'm from Soshanguve. So
yeah.
So I speak very deep Soshatal, you know, but I try so hard to get into my Zulu, Xhosa, but originally I'm Xhosa.
Yeah.
But I do try to make songs in Nguni and write them down, yana, but then with the help of, you know, my fellow writers also, it's easier. They make it easy for me to go that route.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So ho bolalaga Swashatal, do you believe that every gasi has its own tal in a way? Mamelodi Pele Sosha, or do you believe hore Spitori ki Spitori, doesn't matter hore o tlhaka ipilapi?
No, Spitori ki Spitori, ne?
Yeah.
But then honali eh la bakono utla tlalwa nyoro no wena mara wena o
tla
marangu wena e butlo wena wa mabopana skiri yangiri aditswani. But then how ya Josie, it sounds the same, but then when we are here we can differentiate
each other apart.
Okay, when I attract Bill Mami Lodi Sosha,
yeah,
you know, but then Spitori ki Spitori anyway.
Yeah, no, you're so right about that, because Motago Mami Lodi ki kono mood, they don't say nekiri, bare nzekiri,
you know.
And I'm like, oh yeah, okay,
that askiri, yeah. We don't say askiri in Sosha, we say akiri.
Oh yeah,
yeah, so askiri we hear it.
Beautiful stuff. So before we let you go, let's start with DJ Danzo. What do you have in the pipeline? What are you cooking that we can expect? Maybe any future collaborations between the two of you?
Not exactly between us. I released an EP on the 1st of May, which is called Panda. So it's on the online platforms at the moment as we speak.
Yes.
So, but on the production side with Zipora, there is a recording that we are planning. of which before December, I guess the song will be released.
Mm.
Yes.
All right. And Zipporah, what's coming up from you? Any music video shoots or any EP releases, Luena?
At the moment, I'm planning on the music video shoot for Imali, definitely very soon. And yeah, but then so far you can just check me out on my social, Zipporah Music, on all social platforms. And yeah, you can just find out whatever that I'm planning on there.
Yeah.
But for now, I'm just enjoying the Imali song, you know, having to push it. Hopefully, you know, people grasp it, love it, share it, and, you know, make it your own.
Is it Zipporah Music with a Q at the end or the normal music?
No, it's the normal music. Zipporah _ music.
All right, shout out to you. DJ Danzo, your social media platforms?
Right now is Danzo Music or DJ Danzo. So you can find me in all platforms using that key name.
All right. Thank you very, very much. Right now, it's exactly 12:27. Of course, just had a chat with Zipporah as well as DJ Danzo. And this is Umoya, but this features Complexity. Good afternoon to you. This is 95.0 on the Capital Lunch.